The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
I'm Free Beer, one of the hosts. And you know, sometimes you'll see an athlete and they'll talk about they've had tremendous success, but the one that they think about the most is the game that they thought they should have won, but they lost. You hear that from time to time.
Sure. Yeah.
Like Tom Brady thinks about the Super Bowls he lost to Eli Manning as much or more than the 7 or whatever he won.
Yeah, Nick
one,
Foles.
Yeah, the one that got away.
And Nick Foles, absolutely. Probably he's that
really,
one more than
yeah,
any.
Yeah, he's really salty about that.
He is salty. But I think that can happen to regular people, too. And the evidence I have is this, because there is no reason this should have happened. While in the shower this morning, I thought to myself, God, and there was no context for this. It was like, here's some shampoo, rub it into your hair. Here's some conditioner, rub it into your hair. Hey, brain, think about that time you only won 4 out of 5 games at math pentathlon and got a silver medal, even though the girl you played in Contig 60 didn't know how to play, and you should have beaten her soundly, but you were nervous. Only 6 people got a gold medal for winning all 5, but like 60 got a silver medal. And I was like, God, that was in 5th grade. What are we doing here?
Your memory,
I mean, sure, I haven't had another success since then, but it was 5th grade. I was very proud of that silver medal at the time.
I'm always
But later
amazed.
The teacher said, hey, you're better than that girl on the first one. You know fractions. Mm-hmm. And I went, yeah, I do. Dang it. She didn't even know how to play. I was just nervous. She kept doing fractions that didn't add up. She's like, 4 fifths plus 3/8 equals 1. No, it doesn't, stupid, mm-hmm. but I didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be wrong in front of the judges. This is all very fresh all of a sudden.
Wow.
After I won the silver medal, I wore it, and I went and got my hair cut at Ron Edwards.
You wore your medal?
Man. Ron Edwards.
That's in 5th grade. Ron Edwards was a hair salon chain.
I hope you got a second-place haircut, not a first-place haircut, because you didn't earn it.
Yeah, haircuts are for winners.
Yeah.
Haircuts are for closers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's it was bad. I don't know why we did that day. I don't know why it matters to me now.
I don't know. You probably needed a haircut.
I think so, and the event probably got over at around 1 o'clock, and we had some time, and we were in that town.
Your memory amazes me. Because I don't remember anything about that time in my life. I don't remember.
I guess you weren't competing at math's highest level.
At a high level, I guess not. I mean, I remember like bits and pieces of that time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just assume that it's, I don't know, it was all trauma and I've forgotten all of it. I've blocked it all out. I don't know why.
But I guess in line with that, I mostly just remember the things that went wrong. I mean, you do remember those more. They stick with you because you think about them longer at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but gold medal kids got a better, like they were held up like kings.
Yeah.
And then it was like, these people got silver.
What do you think they're doing now? The kings.
The kings of math.
I don't know. I didn't know any of them.
Probably all working for
NASA.
There
were so many schools there.
I bet they're so much richer than you.
It's like the whole county, Steve. Maybe 2.
I bet they live in houses with a second floor.
This wasn't an event like at our school. This was at a community college that everyone knew about.
Not like a loser with only a ranch.
Yeah. Lame.
Yeah, small ranch, too. Not even one that sprawls. Yeah. It doesn't even have wings.
Yeah, it's got those mismatched shades in the basement, too.
Oh, my God. Did you fix those ugly shades?
They're fine. Thanks. Also, Clayton, I know that I said 4 plifths. We don't need you to text in. Thanks.
Do you think that's why you lost that day?
Yeah, it could be. How much is a plith?
That you knew your fractions but said them wrong.
Is that in between a dorned and a gorfed?
It is. One dorf, please. No, you didn't have to say the fractions. You had there were playing pieces.
Hi, I'm Steve, and am I the only one that thinks when I wake up, I immediately think about the meal I'm going to eat later that day?
Oh, hell yeah, that and the nap I'm going to take.
Yeah, right?
Man, especially when you have such great leftovers from the night before.
Did your mom cook lasagna yesterday?
My mom did not cook lasagna.
My God, why don't you just send her home?
What is she doing?
She's not going to make a big lasagna for you.
I'm going to text her this morning. And I'm going to say my coworkers are very disappointed in the lack of lasagna production.
Yeah, it's got to have some ricotta in it and some mousse.
Fresh mousse.
Yeah, got to have all that stuff.
Yeah, we went out for dinner last night, and I just got this like little sandwich, and it was so good. But I forced myself, no, you will not eat this entire thing. Even though I really wanted to, I was so full, and I was like, I could easily house the rest of this thing.
Yeah.
But I forced myself to not eat it. Because I knew that I would really like it for breakfast or for lunch later on today. And that was the first thing that popped in my head when I woke up this morning. And that is my goal.
To get to lunch?
For the day.
To make it to lunch. Don't die before lunch.
Yeah, it's the light at the end of my tunnel for today. I can't wait.
What if Annette and your mom and the kids eat it for breakfast?
Oh.
Is there anything worse?
No.
It would be hell to pay.
No, there was never anything more disappointing than when you go, man, I have a leftover steak. I can't wait to get home and eat it. And then you find out it's been fed to a dog or a kid. Or
oh, no. That was a very specific example that must have happened.
No. No, never did that happen. Ever.
There is really nothing worse, though. Looking forward to food all day, and then you get to it, and it's gone. Or even worse, you get to it, and it's not as good as you thought, but you're going to eat it anyway, right? Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm consuming that thing one way or another.
Yeah.
I can't wait, though. Oh, that's all I'm thinking about today.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Kelly, and when was the last time you guys cried at a movie? Was it recently at all? Anybody seen a movie recently that made them even like
almost
jerk
certainly
some tears?
There's almost, no. I mean, if they even try a little bit in a movie, they'll probably get me at least a little misty.
I wish I could.
Oh,
yeah,
so I know. So it was this last weekend when we didn't have anything to do, and we watched the movie Paddington.
Oh, the Paddington Bear movie. I just haven't seen that.
Yeah, there's some tender spots, and in the beginning, like, you know, the storm comes through and wipes out poor Paddington's family.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. And it's pretty, that's a little bleak.
Yeah, there are a couple of bleak parts in there. It's a good movie, and I didn't, like, blubber. It's been a long time since I, like cried.
Yeah.
But any type of movie that pulls a little bit like that, I'll get misty for sure. Like, I'll have to look away. I'm like, I don't want my kids to see me right now.
Well, let me ask you something. Have y'all seen the new Puss in Boots movie?
No.
I know. Mm-hmm. A little unexpected here because I am like Steve. I don't cry at movies. I don't. And that movie had me in tears yesterday. There is a part in this movie, and it's not
really. Is this like a fetish film?
No. You know what Puss in Boots is. You've seen Shrek. I know you have. And so Puss in Boots is the spinoff, and it's, isn't it Antonio Banderas?
Yeah, Antonio Banderas.
And his handsome penis.
Oh, my God.
I once said that when doing a very perfect impression of Antonio Banderas.
Well, he does a great job as Puss in Boots, and in this sequel or whatever this is, they have a little dog in there who doesn't have a name. And he's talking about how badly he wants to have a name. And Puss in Boots and Soft Paws, his girlfriend, were like, what's your story, dude? And I kid you not, he tells a story about how his litter mates and his previous owners put him in a sock with a rock in it and threw him in a river. And he had to get out. And he's this little puppy who kind of looks like my dog.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, so I swam out and I couldn't find my litter mates, but it's okay because I've just been looking for friendship ever since. And he's just this stupid, optimistic little dog. And they call him Perrito. And I was just sitting there crying. I was like, I would have saved you. I would have never done that to you. I don't know what got to me yesterday, but it made me so sad that that little animated dog ended up in a river. I don't know why. Yeah. And how happy it was. It just made me want to go back to my dog and just be like, thank you for always loving me, no matter what, you little idiot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, go see the new Puss in Boots movie. It's great.
That's a cheese review right there. Good morning. I'm Hot Wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot.
This goes back to something we were talking about later in the show yesterday, and I'm going to double down on it hard. Ooh. Electric chainsaws are better than gas chainsaws in almost every single way. In fact, all yard tools are better in electric form than gas. They're lighter, less complicated, easier to work on, non-stinky, always immediately ready to use. Better.
Preach, brother. Preach.
Better.
Who wrote in yesterday after we posted those thirst trap pictures and Hot Wings? Hot Wings and Steve are way ahead of me in freebeer. You guys are thirsty. But Hot Wings is holding an electric chainsaw, and somebody was like, what a puss. But someone texted in who's like, a chainsaw.
We have a
lumberjack.
There were two people that were both like lumberjacks.
Well, there was somebody who specifically works in sales. Mm-hmm. Like, he sells power equipment. Mm-hmm. And he said, these things are, it's 2023. The batteries are so much better. They don't stink. All of the things you just said,
they're
safer. They don't leak. They just work.
You don't get tired trying to start it.
Yeah.
Wondering if the plug is bad.
Yeah.
Or any other idiotic thing. Yeah, we had a lumberjack, a guy who's a legit lumberjack too, that said, look, you know, every tool has a purpose, and I certainly have gas ones, but for most jobs, the electric one is better, mm-hmm. easier.
Yeah.
People writing in about the last movie that made them get wet eyes. This one. I was tipsy watching Encanto, and when the big sister who held up the world with all her strength lost that strength, it hit really close to home. I was bawling at a children's movie.
Children's movies are the ones that will get you the hardest.
Yeah.
They really go for it.
Yeah.
I need backstory. Did that person who...
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I just learned what I learned for the day. Children's movies are the ones that get you the hardest.
Now that you pointed out like that, Steve, I think I'm going to have to comment.
You know, I said that, didn't I?
Really emphasized
it,
too.
And then you were like, yeah, they really go for it.
Yeah.
I just wish I hadn't repeated it.
Hit you hardest in the emotions is what I maybe should have said.
No. I think you.
I said what I said.
That's your hot take.
This text, Kelly, with all of the emotions you're having at a children's film, clearly you're pregnant.
No, I'm on my period, so it can't be. Is everybody uncomfortable now?
God, yeah, no, I'm not. But it feels like for as often as you bring it up, you're on your period 3 weeks and not on it for one.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's just the opposite of all of the other women.
Gross. Does your body do anything the right way?
Yeah.
I'm just shedding some eggs, guys. That's all I'm doing.
Well, with the price of eggs, I'd hang on to them.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.